about the two old men, and we ran out of tape on the other side. And these were the two old men that
they climb up the mountain
to get away from those same people, huh?
Yeah.
They started to chase them, or
they chased them. Yeah. They chased them, and they tied their horses under some brush. I don't know where.
When the men hid the horses.
They were riding horses. They hid it under some brush over there, and then they took for the hills. They climbed the hill, mountain, way on top. And then the white people, they were after. I don't think they were lots of them. They were lots of them. They would sure kill them, two old Indians.
Yeah.
But they said they, from up there, they strolled and threw stones at them, hit them.
Hit them.
Roll big boulders on top of them, There's anything they can roll over, on top of them. They do that, and they scared them out.
They scared the white people
out.
Yeah.
Then one of them got shot, I guess, on the belly around here someplace.
Uh-huh.
And it was bleeding. Then he told this other one, my grandfather told him to go ahead, you go straight on to Virginia City and tell my people that I'm shot. And I think I'm going to die. They better come and get me. Tell him that, to tell the other people. Then he went and galloped along, and you go as fast as you can, you tell him, he said. He went over there, tell him, then they come over there and get him. He wasn't dead, but they took him home. When they got to Virginia City, his shirt was all blood was inside here, curdled up.
Clots of blood.
A lot of blood, And if they pull his shirt tail out, like you could see it drop down.
Oh gracious.
He then way up to I guess some white people feel sorry for him, and they took care of him. Then he got well. Then my grandfather said, I left my cap up there, it's up there, still up there. Be sure and bring it down.
Yeah.
Them people that were going after this other old man,
uh-huh.
They brought his cap home. They had made out of coyote fur.
With the tail hanging down.
Yeah, the tail was, half of it was cut off. He didn't show it to her.
Sure, yeah.
That's what kind of cap he had on.
That must be winter. It must have been winter time then, if you wore a coyote hat, huh?
No, I don't care. Well, what kind they wear any time? They don't care.
Thought maybe it might be too hot.
I don't know what time of the year it was.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of people that they always get chased by them people.
I wonder which place that was. I'm going to look into that to find out more about it.
Yeah, there's another Indian woman used to tell me the same thing. She's in Reno, but she's dead. Her people were chased like that too, from the same people that lives in there, you see.
Uh-huh.
They're bad people. That's what all these Indians call them. They're bad people.
Uh-huh. That was somewhere.
That was long time.
Yeah, but you think it might. These people might have lived somewhere between Ragtown and maybe where Lawton Dam, somewhere between those two places, you think maybe, or further on up the river?
No, it's just a little bit above Ragtown, close to the river. You know that there used to be a big house there.
Yeah.
They got orchards there and ranch there, big royals there. But later on I went through, that's all fences all down, all made different.
I'm going to find out who lived there.
They're dead by now.
Yeah, I know, but I'm going to find out what their names were, because they shouldn't have treated the Indians like that.
Yeah.
And then you started to tell us about when somebody got a rabbit but you always tried to be there. Cooker dish when they were.
That rabbit, huh?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, when everybody, somebody cleaning rabbit, my mother or somebody, I'd be standing right there close. That's the reason why I was there is I wanted to get that bladder, you know, from the liver.
Yeah.
And after you clean it, she pull them off the liver and put it aside of here. Uh-huh. Here's yours, is that. And then I look around and pull that rabbit tail off like that.
The skin off of the rabbit?
Yeah, then I put the bladder in, so I wrap them up and put some more in. And you wrap them up good and take them out some brush, you know, under some brush and say, you're going to stay here like this, he said, when anybody that's hunting rabbit, you wait for that man. You sit right down here and the hunter's going to kill you.
Oh. How would you say it in Paiute?
Ah.
Yeah.
Ya sa ka tu kai si lai pana ku umi hawa di na ru mi nyam ni.
That's what you say too. Uh-huh. Did you ever hear that before, Mabel?
No, something new to me.
Yeah. Oh, that's.
I know I done it myself.
Uh-huh.
And about the teeth, same thing. I done it too.
The baby teeth.
My teeth.
Yeah, baby teeth.
Baby tooth come out.
Yeah.
We were going towards the Wadsworth in a wagon. Then. One of my teeth was loose. I pull on it, and I pull it, and I show it to my stepfather. So what you do, he said, I pull my tooth out, look here, he said. I show it to him, he said, let me see, he look at good, and he made the horse stop, and the wagon stopped there. And I said, come on, get off the wagon. Then I jump off the wagon, and I said, then she said, you come here. You come here while I'm standing. You kneel right down here. Don't you look, he said. You kneel down here, do like that. I kneel down there under him, and he took my little tooth and he put it in here. And he just do it like that. I don't know which way it went, because I never looked. Then he said, he used to tell me, there's an old lady that lives out here among the sticks. Old lady, they call Kangituwi
Dotni.
Then he said, we ask that Kangituwi Dotni for a good teeth. He said, Kangituwi Dotni, you give this little girl a good teeth. He said, so I kneel down there and I hear it. Then he said, now get up, it's all over. I get up and stare in the wagon and go. Then for all that time, you know, I did have good teeth.
Yeah.
I was the only one that had good teeth over here in school. What?
All even, nice.
Yeah, all even, small and even.
No worm eaten.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I've seen them.
But Paria got them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know which way my tooth went. Can you do it, darling? Every time that we go through there in the wagon, you know, they say, I always ask my stepfather, where's that? Can you do it, darling? Where does she live? Where's her home? It's out here someplace. Maybe it's just way out down the mountain. Or down the river someplace, say someplace around here, he said. I tried to look, no tooth around there.
Yeah, I heard that too. I heard that.
Then when the recorder was off, you started to tell us about that man Donovan. What did you start to tell him about?
In Pinets.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Way on, what is it? It's south of East Gate. It's just across from Ione this way.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
There was a mine up there.
Ellsworth?
I don't know what the name of it.
Uh-huh.
But them Indians, you know, this old time Indians, they call it Mama. They There used to be a town over there.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could see the buildings where it's white lime rocks.
Oh, yeah.
All foundation, you know, we could see everything over there. My mother said this is a place where one lady that used to work, she said she had long hair about this long, she said, that it combed up like this and tied back here, hair hanging way down below her waist. And that old lady, she's the one that's staying down Nixon now. She said that was Lydia Holbrook's aunt.
Yeah.
Yeah, she said, she's the one. My mother told me that. And from right through, we went through there, there's another canyon. That's where them French people live, I guess they are names. Because on the cemetery, most of them headstones were over there, and they had the names Donovan's on them.
And those were the French people?
Uh-huh. I guess those were the French people. It's that old man's daughter, she's the one that taught Woods Paiute.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. She had two boys that time.
Mm-hmm. And then
they had two old Indian women from Stillwater living with them over there. They had a little stone house for them, one house, and a stove in there, and lots of pine wood already chopped and cut.
Mm.
And they had all the meat they want. You know, they had a cattle ranch out there somewhere. Mm-hmm. Then every week they slaughter cows, take it to Eastgate, someplace around there, different places, you know. Then they gave them a good meat, and then these two old ladies made jerky out of them, mm-hmm. dry the meat. That's how they lived. They both of them died over there, they said. They're buried over there at that cemetery.
The old Indian ladies are buried in that cemetery.
Uh-huh.
And that's across the valley, west of Ione,
huh? Uh-huh.
Oh,
yeah. There's a cemetery there. And the last time I was up there, and the corral was all gone, and a different house was there. The old house was gone.
Mm-hmm.
Everything gone. The last time I was around there, I see it like that.
Mm-hmm.
And one funny part, they tell us this, them two little boys, They gathered some pine nuts, and they were going to roast pine nuts with their grandfather. He had long whiskers.
Donovan.
Old man Donovan, a lot of long whiskers, and they start big fire, you know. They're fixing up the firewood and making coal for the pine nuts, you know, to roast the pine nuts. Anyway, after I guess his whiskers caught on fire.
Oh!
It's all singed up, he said. Mm-hmm. Nothing left. It looked like a brown faces. And they call his Indians call him with that fool. Who is he? He knows.
Oh,
he knows.
What is that name?
Taboo. Just because his name's Donovan, I guess them Indians call him that way, Taboo. For his Indian name.
They give him anything?
No. It's just the name. Just because his name is Donovan, I guess, them Indians, they call him this other way, Taboo.
Uh-huh.
He's long whiskers, white whiskers. One time
boy.
He just singed him off.
What are you burning to death?
No, he got his whiskers, was sick.
Maybe he do this way.
Maybe, I don't know how he put it out. There were two little boys, so. Later on, I heard that woman was in Sparks. One blind woman told me she was in Sparks and she was going to town, walking along in a building above the fence, picket fence along like that.
Uh-huh.
After a while, she heard somebody talk in the Paiute, said, "How did we do me aunt?" You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
That means, "Where are you going, my aunt?"
Oh.
Then she stopped there and she listened. Then she said, the house, if it's only aunt, same thing again. Then she stand there and she said, oh, who are you? Yes. In the Paiute, she said, how about you? And I quit. No me. That white lady said, no me. Haka ui, the sublime lady. And she said, Tafu upari nui. She meant that the old man Donovan's daughter. I'm Donovan's daughter. So he said, Okimas, on and I said, can I? They talk Paiute over there. That's what she said. One blind woman told me she ran out to her in Sparks. It was a long time ago. And that lady died. She talk real good. No mistake in it. You know what, sometimes the white people, they try to pronounce in the inner language, you know. They make it sound different. Yeah. But this lady, just like us Indians.
Just like
Minute
and Nana.
No. That was what it, the poor old man.
Oh.
What it. But I never see the lady. I think she's dead long time. I think there was no old lady around there, just that old man. And every time they're going to slaughter a cattle, you know, beef, they always go to the get these Paiute men that are picking pine, get them to help them slaughter a cow. Then they always give them the best meat. We never buy meat when we're up there. Just give us good big chunk of meat, you know, or a rib, anything.
Yeah. Tell the story about the, when you're cooking the pine nut and you chase the dead ones away.
And they're cooking the pine nuts, they're roasting pine nuts on the ground and make big fire. And after that, it got a lot of coals heated and the ashes and all good and hot. You pour the pine nuts in, then you cover them up. Then when after a while you think they're done, you take them out and then you put a lid over in the basket, you sift it in the ones that got no nuts in it, it's all empty shells on one side, you put that one together and put the good ones in another part. And then you take this and you throw it different. Yeah, wash it with a get yakka, you different direction, give that to them empty shells away to some other people. We don't want you to give them away. They can have you. That's what they do when they roast pine nuts. They call it chia, the ones that's got no nuts in it, just empty shells,
yeah.
And the bad ones.
Mm-hmm. You call it that? What's the name?
Chia, they call it. And that green pile up of pine nuts, cones, you pile them up, you know, you got to let it stand for a long time. This is in this, they get this flint rock, you know.
Oh, yeah.
The flint rock, sharp rocks, and
the black
stone, they say, Abunia, you see this coyote, see this? This is the one that kills, he said. This going to be, we're going to put them in here in the pine nuts, so. You leave this alone. If you don't want to die, you keep away from this pile. They put that splinter rock in the pine nuts, you know. What
is it shaped like an arrowhead?
Any kind of rock. It's just
a
any kind of rock they put in there.
And
the
coyote
to keep a coyote away.
Uh-huh.
You see this here. This is the one that kills us. But put this inside here with this pine, so you leave him alone. Yeah, but you would then the coyotes don't bother them.
Uh-huh.
Don't bother the pile.
Uh-huh.
Even anything. The man killed deer out on the mountain. They kill it long ways, in a long ways to pack it. They leave it, hang it on a tree or on top of something as high, and they put something with it. The same kind, this arrowhead, any kind of rock, they claim it to be arrowhead. The
oh.
Same way as the spinet. They put it in there and say, look here, coyote, you see this? And don't you touch this meat here, keep away from it. Then they put their jacket or any kind of piece of rag over there, top of it, and the flint stone in there with it.
Huh?
And the coyote never touch the meat.
Oh, that's the way to do it.
There are lots of certain ways they do things. Old Indian way.
Don't you think that those little things like that are interesting, Mabel, about the way they do things like this piece of flint? See, I never heard this before, about a piece of flint.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You can think of lots of them when you start thinking
mm-hmm.
about
rules. Yeah, many things, different ways. So far, I know when my mother used to tell me, look around for sharp rock. She said, that's that arrowhead. Is there any kind of sharp rock?
Uh-huh.
You look for that kind. You said, look around and find it. She said, you put them inside here so the coyote won't get up. Find it, she said. We tell the coyote to keep away from this pile. Then she talked to the coyote now. She hold it like that. You see this, coyote? Don't you come around here, don't come around this part here. See this thing here, this is going to kill you.
Did they, when they went up into the mountain, when these people went up into the mountain, did you pray when you drank the water?
Yeah.
Did you drink the water there?
Yeah. You know, there was a place where I was telling you about, the Donovan's place, on this side of the hill there, there used to be a trough about this long, a wooden trough.
Yeah.
This here was all stone around here. This is wooden, the water was in here. We drink our, well, like we get our water over there on Picket Plain, but later when I went over there, I see it different. There were two big cement tanks over there,
mm-hmm.
what the CC boys, I guess, put up.
Yeah.
And then the water runs a different, and yet that old trough is still there.
The old
it's still there, and I went over there. No, I never drink over there. I drink in this trough. I stand there and I prayed.
Mm-hmm.
I prayed before I drink that water.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. That's what you say. Different place you go. You pray for your water, then you'll be all right. If you don't, you get some kind of sickness.
Mm-hmm.
Anything. Yeah, I got to pray for it. Anything you're gonna eat, things that you never eat before, you're gonna eat, you gotta pray.
New kinds of food you have to pray.
Uh-huh.
Even new kinds of tribal food too?
No, not just Indian food.
Indian food.
Uh-huh.
New kinds of Indian food.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Pray in their own way, you know. That's the same as white people pray to God. It's the same.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
They say to think good.
Uh-huh.
Think good thoughts. What kind of thoughts are good thoughts that the Paiutes want to think about? they say? To be happy and think good thoughts, isn't that part of their prayer?
Yeah, To be happy, be good. Be good, don't kill. Give food to your friend. Something like that. Good.
Gonna make me feel good.
Yeah.
After I drink your nice clear water coming from mountain. I drink you and you help me be good. Give me good health.
That's what you were praying the other day?
Yeah. That's the way I said.
Why don't you, could you say that prayer in Paiute? We were up on top of the mountain, and that was the first time you ever drank in that place.
First time I ever drink nice spring water from mountain. That time we went up there.
Yeah, that was up there.
First
the
time
the
I've been over there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I said to him, and think this spring water looks nice, clear. I'm gonna drink you, and you make me feel good and clean me out. Good thinking come to me, help me along. You good water, nice clear water. I wanna be just like you. I said, feel good, fresh. Happiness give me. That's what I say up there.
Oh, I'm glad we had it recorded. I could hear you talking and praying. And
yeah, that's the way they tell us, you know. Uh-huh. Any place you go.
Different
place. Where you never went to, the water you want to drink, you got to pray for it.
Yeah, that's the
pray first where you drink water.
Preacher boy, that was he say the same
thing. One time he was over there, he tell me some stories the same way the Indians tell it.
Yeah.
The Paiutes tell it,
He's a Shoshone.
A Shoshone, but he understands the Paiute, I think. Because I was talking, I mentioned a type of white man, you know. We call it a Taibo. The white man, Taibo.
Yeah.
And he said, I know what you said. You said, white man. Yeah. then I went ahead and I asked him, what do you people call a white man? He said, let me see. Same way, he said. Taibo, he said. Then what you call them colored, he asked me. Tunigas, he said. Tunigas, and what do you call it, I said. Now, we call it a two-type. Two-type, black, white man.
that's
what he said. Uh-huh. Then he said, someday I'm going to come over here and I'm going to tell a good story, he said.
Yeah, his grandma tell that story to him.
He knows that story too. Yeah.
Very interesting. Uh-huh. Make you laugh.
Yeah.
Real good.
He laughed at me when I said niggas. He had a call. That's what Paiutes call the colored people. Niggas.
Niggas.
Do nana, the black man. Do nana. And then Mr. Shoney is here. Two
type, black, white man.
Black, white. Do you want to finish up this tape about the man that caught the rattlesnakes? Because we saw rattlesnakes.
Yeah, but you know more about it. Right. About Lou.
Uh-huh. Oh.
That Neil Lockwood's father is.
Hey, can you interrupt me? Interrupt. I put it in the fire. You interrupt me.
Yeah,
interrupt.
Well, tell the whole thing in Paiute, and then to tomorrow we'll put it on a different tape and interpret it line by line.
Uh-huh.
It's all the whole thing in Paiute.
Paiute.
Uh-huh.
So, Nana, no me Nania. Nania, Yaku Yiwe Kon. No highest last name. How speak to Esa?
Ayo. Pinaka Lockwood.
Lock, no Lockwood.
Lou Lockwood.
What's
that boy's name after?
So, Doroko Mataike. Doroko, it's a rattlesnake. Mataike. Do you know a snake in my ears, Papa or small? He don't, Kai was sick. So snake, Kauk sick. Kauk sick, you know why? So snake, Kai kunana sick. Or so nana bunako, so no bunako, a snake, Kai. Don't want to hurt the snake. A snake knows that he not, that man loves him, no loves him. And he can grab any snake, rattlesnake, anywhere he see find snake, just go like after that snake. He don't even fear him.
Yeah, talk to him like
that. Oh, no, my brother, my friend, he says, go slow to him. He don't even, he hears a snake sitting over here. He says, oh, no, my friend.
Pet him, huh?
Pet him first and then pick him anywhere.
Oh, put him in
his head.
Uh-huh.
Rub his head like that.
You rub his head,
uh-huh. Oh, no, my friend really, really loves that snake.
Uh-huh.
And that snake knows him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then he put it around his neck.
Rattlesnake.
Uh-huh. See, that rattlesnake make noise.
Uh-huh.
Crawl around anywhere, look at anybody. And he put it around his arm. Anywhere, under his shirt.
Yeah. Under his shirt,
yeah.
Too.
Yeah.
Carry
him around.
Yeah,
unbutton little one place here,
uh-huh.
Let the head stick out.
Oh, see, yeah. If he was in a bunch of people, uh-huh. He stands there and let his snake crawl in it. Look at them guys. Look at what uh-huh. They gonna do. Because everybody's scared.
Uh-huh.
Don't want to go near him. That's
yeah,
real.
No matter if he has no snake, they're scared of him. They hate to go near him.
Uh-huh.
They always think about the snake.
Well, yeah. Are they afraid that he might have another one on
him? Yeah, that's
it. That's what my brother said. I always think about snake when I see him.
Mm.
I always think that's a snake there. I always think that way.
Yeah, because he put him in here.
Yeah.
Sure.
Uh-huh.
Even if he's riding a horse, he go along. If he just like us, we run into one over there. He get off and pet him like that and talk to him.
Mm-hmm.
Just like he's petting a dog, something
mm-hmm.
like
mm-hmm.
a harmless thing. Weak, not like me. I jump around.
A lame old lady well again.
My ache was gone. Nothing on me. I thought he was going to save me the way here. Oh, he said I'm going to be going that fast. I didn't know which way to go, but I went that way. Yeah, he's the one that handles snake.
You said you brought one and put it in the wagon.
Huh?
When your stepfather.
My father.
Oh, it's your father.
My father and two other guys coming. I knew too. No, he was with them from somewhere. And he found one rattlesnake right by the road there, sitting there or going there.
Mm-hmm.
He said, wait. Stop your horse. He jumped down and go over there slow. Oh, no, my friend. He picked him up. Great big one. put it on his neck, you know, just hold him like that, so the snake have to crawl against himself, all along wrapped here, looking at them guys like that. They're stuck with her. Every one of those, his friends, they stuck with her. Stuck her, he said. They all got scared. They get off from the wagon and stand back. They said, how about my knife? What's the matter with you guys? Afraid of my friend? And they won't get in the wagon. So he said, those two guys said, you put that, kneel it down first, then we get in the wagon. He won't put him down, because he won't hurt you, he said. If you're good to him, he won't hurt you. And he won't. Now you put him down on the ground, leave him alone, and you get in the wagon. Well, let's hurry up and get to Nixon. That's really happened to him. My father told me about it. Everybody got so scared, they don't want
to. But his boy got bitten by one, huh?
Yeah. He was trying to do the same thing as his father used to do to them snakes that was in Ceres.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Because they were working out someplace over the city camp up there, and he found a rattlesnake, and he tried to pick it up like that, but that snake bite him.
Uh-huh.
And he nearly died with it. Yeah. Was that snake from a different country?
Yeah.
That boy belongs in here on this reservation, and them snakes, they know him.
Uh-huh.
That's why that's a different snake that way. That's why it bites him. That he nearly died of it. He was in the hospital for a long time.
Huh. Mm-hmm. Well, now did he also play with the snake over here? The boy did.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
He's the
one that pulled that rattlesnake in them two old ladies' trail.
Oh, he did.
The trail where they go through to get water.
Oh,
he was playing with it by the camp over there, and I guess later on he think about that, you know, about the trail where they go get water. And I guess he took that snake and laid across the trail over there. And way after a while, these two old ladies went over there to get water. They found him over there, and they scared. They walked back home, and then this boy asked him, what's the matter? That big snake over there in our road, he said. He said, did you put it over there? Yes, I did, he said. Well, you go and take it in the room. Go out on the hill and put him up there on the hill. Don't put him in our road, he said. Then the boy went over there picking him up, and I don't know where he took up the hill someplace, put him up there someplace. And after that, them two ladies got their water.
You told us today that he talked to the snake when he put it down there, huh?
Uh-huh. Yeah, he told him, he talked to him, to be good, don't bite nobody.
Uh-huh.
You
stay
be good. Here. Be good friends to everybody.
That's what he told the snake?
Uh-huh.
And told him to stay at one place.
Yeah.
Told him to stay where I put him, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, you know, them old ladies are always scared of that boy, too.
Yeah. What? Was that, were they related?
That was that man's son.
No, but I mean the old ladies, were they related to that boy?
I don't know. I think so. I think it's one of them, George Morgan's grandmother,
I think
and somebody
so.
Else. They were way out here to Wheaties.
Oh.
Wheaties place, around there someplace.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
That's where that boy done that kind of trick to the moon. Put a snake in their trail. I think that boy talked to that snake when he put him right there.
Mm-hmm.
I bet he talked to him.
Because they understand.
Yeah, they know them.
Some snakes are doctor's helpers too, aren't they? Relatives.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever hear about that?
What?
doctor?
I don't know.
I think sometimes they are.
Tui mä puhaka emme tokok puhaka. O pammi tok puhaka ehti ne on sanottu. Tak tak.
This is some of these old timers Indian doctors. They have faith in them, I guess. They're snakes. Some snakes. But not all of them.
Although there's a different name for a rattlesnake that lives up in the mountains and one that lives down in the valley here.
Mm-hmm.
Do they have two different names for different rattlesnakes?
I guess only one I know is they call it Tokoka.
Uh-huh.
Tokok, they call it. In my Tokok. That's the only thing I know.
Pamidok. That's big snake, great big one. Lives in the water, lake.
Oh, the great big one.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Great big one.
The monster snake.
Yeah. They look like
hawks. You know, there's the old lady, you know that place where Paul's staying, an old man used to own that place. He told us one time we were out there, men folks working on cattle. We were way out the other side of Pyramid. Way at the mine, then one evening he tell them boys not to make fun of the lake or anything like that. Don't talk about any kind of beast when you're around here by the lake. He said, I'm going to tell you a story. He said, you know, one time he said there were two Indians. They come over this mountain here from Nugent, and he said, they come over on this side to fish. There was a rock there in the water where they were fishing. They were sitting on top of that rock and fishing. And the two men, then this one man, he said, what would you do if a big nimit come through the water after us? Mm-hmm. That's what he said. One of them said that. Mm-hmm. And this other one, he don't like the way he talked, you know. And he got scared and he said, my line's all tangled up, I better go ashore and straighten them out. He went out. As soon as he got on the land, on the shore of the lake, big waves come.
Mm-hmm.
Something looked like a person's head, he said.
Mm-hmm.
Black, big black, and some of them wept hard. Waves come with that thing, just went over that rock where that man was sitting.
What quiver?
Then I guess it to knock him off, the water just knocked him off, and we got Nimit, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It went for he looked over there. His friend wasn't there, gone. Then he tried to look for him, tried to holler around, no answer. Then he feel funny, and he just took his horse and he went over the mountain into Nugent. And they had a camp over there, and he told his people about it, you know. And the next morning they went over there to look for him. And way over there by the pyramid, where the one pointed there, and what they call that.
Anahu,
right there, on that little rock, right there at the bay over there, because they were looking all over along the shore, and some of them come this way, and they found a body there, that man's body said, all this lake part to where, clear up to here, he said, all this lake part from foot to up here, it was all look like it's raw. Skin rubbed off look like.
Huh.
Red, bloody and red. Clear up to here.
Huh.
They found his body over there like that. No clothes. No clothes. Then Then they, I guess they bought some old clothes over here. They know he was drowned or dead, something like that. They bought some clothes and they put clothes on him, and I guess they buried him out there someplace.
Mm-hmm.
Then said, that's happened right here, that old man said. So never say anything when you're around here. Don't talk about the lake. Don't talk about any kind of nothing when you're up here. This water's a different water, he said.
Huh.
You don't know nothing about it. You don't know what's going to happen to you. So never make fun of anything when you're around here. That's what that one man that lived up there
Roy Jones
yeah. told them boys up there.
Yeah.
Then after that, some people think that Nunuk might have swallowed him, but couldn't swallow the whole thing on account of his arms.
Maybe he do this way, try to get out.
Yeah, then I guess he let it go, maybe. That's the way he looked, he said. That happened, it's not a story, it happened right here, he said. It looks like, you know, the skin's all rubbed off.
Yeah.
You know how your skin is rubbed off and blood loosened up?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That's the way it looked, he said.
Uh-huh. Over there close to the pyramid, that's over there by Anahol, huh?
Uh-huh. Right there where they found the body.
Uh-huh.
It happened way on that side.
It happened north of there, though.
Uh-huh, yeah.
That man, he's gonna come after.
Yeah, he always come over there and get me. We go to church at about 10 o'clock.
That preacher.
That new preacher.
Uh-huh. Oh.
That Indian preacher.
Oh, you're gonna go to church too?
Last Sunday we had that white preacher from Reno. They had mass, you know.
Uh-huh.
Down here, he and his wife was what they call a Christian, a
Molino.
They were down here.
Well, then, so you're going to go to that church, the Episcopalian, then?
Uh-huh.
Now, are you going to go to church?
I don't know about it. I'm so anxious to go because I got to be home to look after things because the winos. Still anything, I miss my washboard.
Yeah.
Can't wash now.
you mentioned that, you mentioned that kettle, iron kettle.
Huh?
So iron kettle, can I have corn back to boil?
No, it's up there.
Okay, yeah.
Kind of a wooden bowl.
Oh, how a wooden bowl?
I had enough.
Oh, imagine a wooden bowl they make salad in,
Uh-huh.
It's a long time ago, they chop lettuce or anything in it.
Yeah.
That kind of bowl, I guess.
Yeah, I had in that house, I never dreamed somebody like that kind.
Yeah.
Many years ago, my mother, her white friend, a woman, gave it to her.
Well, you're a little bit afraid to be away from here, or?
I don't know.
Well, will Cy Hicks be irrigating tomorrow?
Yeah, more of it might go in. No, not all the time. He just come, turn the water on, go again.
Yeah.
Just come to see.
Sometimes he hire a man, and the hired man be always down here. If he hires anybody, he's doing all it.
Yeah. But he don't stay here till the whoever he hired. Just watch, come, turn the water on and see how far it goes. Then go again. Come back again to see how it carries on. That man, Dave, he said, well, think about it. Maybe if I come after Ethel Sunday, if you want to go, I'll take both of you. That's what he said, and I didn't say anything. Because I don't know what to do. I belong to this assembly of God.
Yeah.
And if I do, Alice's going to get mad at me.
I asked him the other day if he's all right for me. I told him truth, you know. I said, so my friend up here, she goes to the Assembly of God Church, and I belong to the Episcopal Church, and I don't go over to my church, and I always go to church and go with Mabel sometimes. He says, all right, if I do that, I ask him, or am I doing wrong? It's okay, you're worshiping the same God, he says.
Sure.
That's what he told me, yeah. Yeah, I thought, I asked him if I was doing wrong by doing like that, you know.
I don't think you're doing wrong at all.
He's going to get all the Indians, trying to get all the Indians.
Yeah, that's what he said. He tried to get them on
back
to that church, to the old church, he said. And he's sending the things around in the church, you know, and put things a different way. He's got it already changed around already. And then every Sunday, they said for us ladies, two of us, every Sunday, make cake or pie and take it over there, and after church we go into the hall, we have coffee or Kool-Aid.
And talk or and just visit for a while after is the church the same hour, same time of the day, both churches?
The one that goes from a Episcopal goes to Alice's and they quit, go back to that old church.
Go back to the Episcopal
How
long has he been here?
Who? Just a month now, he
said. Over a month, I guess.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You gotta know all these Indians, he said. And pretty hard.
I like the meeting.
Yeah, he's real nice.
I like very much the
meeting. He mentioned some of the Shoshone people I know. His last name is Taibo.
Taibo.
Yeah.
His last name is Taibo?
His last name is Taibo, you know. Some of them, Shoshone's got that name, Taibo. I know one man used to be married to a woman in Wadsworth. Shoshone man, he talks good Paiute, and his name is George Taibo.
Oh, yeah.
He is the mother. Yeah. Someday I'm going to ask him if he's related to any man by the name of that. I'm going to ask him someday. Because he talks about people that I know. He's from Elko. And he said he know lots of people in Oahe.
Oh, I want to talk to him.
Just a young man.
I wonder if he'll be
around tomorrow afternoon. I could talk to him for a few minutes. So maybe it'd be better on Monday, huh?
Yeah, anytime, anytime.
We'll have these church people tomorrow. Well,
he said he'd like to friend with everybody. Don't care who. Don't care what kind of church you belong to, I'm friend to you. I want to be good to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way God wants everybody to be. Not
right.
to think, not to hate this guy, hate that guy. If you do, you're going to do wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Wrong thinking.
So what are you going to do tomorrow?
I don't know what to do.
What was you figuring on?
I wasn't figuring. Because the thing that I'd like to do about as much as anything is to do anything that we want to do, but if we have some more, we can make some more tapes. Wonderful things like you said. Those are...
How about after whatever Alice might come after me? I don't like to refuse them.
Yes.
Because they're my relations.
Yes,
and they're only people that I depend on.
Yeah.
See, Manny and only people. Herbert won't help me no more. I only think Manny, if I good to them, they'd be good to me.
Yes.
Because I got nobody to help me.
It's
nobody.
It's all God, too.
Uh-huh. And they help me. With my teaching, I irrigate my fruit tree, and my whatever I want.
You don't want to make them feel like you've deserted.
Yeah, yeah, that's it.
Because you don't want them to desert you.
Yeah, and maybe sometime he said he invite me. He said you're welcome to come to that church.
Uh-huh.
Welcome. Yeah, I don't push you away like Miss Price. I told him. One time, me and Mamie was going to go to the church, and everybody was gathering over there, and we went and enjoy with them something, whatever. Oh, sale clothes time.
Uh-huh.
We went over there, we were going to buy something, me and Mamie. Miss Price, she blocked us up. She see us coming to that mission. She's come to the door and stand in the door. And we were walking toward the step, and we looked up to see what he's going to say to us. We were kind of afraid a little bit. Then she said, just those who belong to this church, come here and buy something.
Oh, terrible.
I told that man, I told that Dave about it.
Yeah.
Kai's no good way to feel that way.
No.
She's no good, she said. He'd say that. Think that when you could go in there and welcome, if she's good lady, she can don't let you in, just like the other lady. Ever since me and Mamie, our mind's different. I say that to
you. Yeah. You feel different when you turn out like that.
Not wanted in there.
Yeah.
And he said, everybody tell me that Miss Price is no good to the Indians.
Mm-hmm.
You know why?
What?
He said, just lately I heard she was sick.
Mm-hmm.
That's the reason she got sick all the time.
Uh-huh.
Because her mind is hateful feeling in her heart toward people.
Yeah.
Now she's in hospital in Reno.
She's in hospital in Reno?
Reno, something go wrong with her.
Oh. She was in California.
No, come back to Reno, he said it. One.
He said it's got tumor, they say.
Uh-huh.
Oh. Uh-huh. That's why she stand crooked like that.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Tired
but
up.
But she never gets seen, though. She's always fat.
Fat, heavy.
Yeah, she's heavy set woman.
Yeah. If she has a copy of Herbert's book,
Yeah,
I'd like to find out about it before
yeah,
destroy it.
Yeah, find out about Herbert left it there.
Yeah, maybe Herbert left it up there.
Uh-huh.
Or maybe the copy of it is up there.
Yeah, she's going to copy it from Herbert's book, all the dead people, all everybody's name in it.
Yeah. Did you hear about that book? Herbert's brother wrote down everything that happened.
Oh, he's not his brother, his cousin.
Oh, was it his cousin?
Peterson. Peterson.
Peterson. Yeah, that's his brother, Peterson. Yeah. I was thinking about Patterson.
Uh-huh.
That's Peterson.
Herbert's
brother. I guess Herbert lost his book afterwards, but maybe she has a copy of it. People's name, what year she died, what year he died, he got them all down.
Hmm.
Even my great grandma's name in it.
Hmm.
Johnny Wright's mother says, I seen it. And he don't know her name. Johnny Wright's mother died on this month.
Oh.
I want to copy it and I told Herbert, someday I'm going to put it down on my book. Paper, keep it. And never do it.
Never do it. Now you don't know.
Yeah.
Well,